This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Sunday, March 20th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications at wgxc.org in the newsroom. Michael Hill reports in the Daily Freeman that despite a complete lack of snowmelt this year, spring begins March 20th with local reservoirs at above average levels. Quote, it just came in a different form, liquid instead of frozen this year, unquote, said Adam Bosch, spokesman for the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, which oversees upstate reservoirs. Catskill and Delaware watersheds are close to 95% full, according to Bosch. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Michael DeMasi at the Albany Business Review reports that Neil Golub, executive board chairman of Golub Corporation, the Schenectady owner of the Price Chopper and Market 32 supermarket chain and a major upstate New York Republican political donor, will not support Donald Trump, quote, under any conditions. He's not a gentleman. I think he brings out the worst in people. You watch his campaign, his rhetoric, he scares me, unquote. The most recent Siena College poll of New York Republicans shows Trump with a large lead over Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Alana Medlock has this next report.
With 49 cases so far in the state of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a plan to combat transmission of the Zika virus. Cuomo said health officials are concerned in two areas.
As you know, it is spread primarily from mosquitoes, a certain type of mosquito, which you'll hear from Dr. Zucker about. The main health concern is primarily for pregnant women and possible birth defects in the fetus that the mother is carrying. But there are also cases where, beyond birth defects, where people have been infected by the virus and experienced paralysis, in some cases even death. So it's a matter to be taken seriously. There'll be two basic areas of our attention. Number one is to stop the mosquitoes themselves,
Cuomo said at a Manhattan press briefing. The virus produces flu-like symptoms in some and no symptoms in others, and may cause the birth defect microcephaly in the fetuses of women who are infected while they are pregnant, or Guillain-Barré syndrome in others. The Aedes species mosquito is usually only found near New York City. Dutchess and Ulster counties are being monitored for northward spread of these particular mosquitoes.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny Sunday with a high near 35. There's a 20% chance of snow showers Sunday night with a low around 22. Monday should be partly sunny with a high near 38 and a low around 23. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 42. You're listening to 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, WGXC, listener-supported creative community radio for Green, Columbia, Ulster, Dutchess, Rensselaer, Albany counties, Delaware and Schoharie counties in western Massachusetts.